Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome back to the thrilling conclusion of the world's longest improvised musical. Come at us, Guinness. It's the final chapter. Chapter 6 of Time Fountain.
Fountain of Time.
We've traveled through eras, we've traveled through epochs, we've gone to regions and continents far-flung. What will happen now? We don't know, but you're gonna find out.
And then we'll all know, but not until we know.
We'll know
at the same time.
We'll know at the same time.
I guess we'll know slightly before you because of publishing delays, but
sure.
Let's all find out together.
Now! Oh, I can still taste the last remnants of cherry, peach, vanilla, Sprite, ginger ale.
And I have the last, just the tinglings of a Seagram's mango. Sometimes less is more in terms
of
flavor
combos. Honestly, I was like, give it to me, mango. There's not a ton of mango in 1985, back here in our hometown, a mid-sized American city, somewhere in Montana.
Mm-hmm. But it's nice to be home near all these familiar Montana things, such as the state bird, the western meadowlark. Look at that meadowlark representing the state.
Oh, the state bird, the meadowlark.
Specifically, the western meadowlark.
The western meadowlark shows you that you're home.
And the state butterfly. People are like, do you have a butterfly of your state? Oh, why? It's the morning cloak. It's so beautiful. Come at ya in Montana. Throw trout.
Oh yes, that trout. You can fly fish for them in the Yellowstone River.
And our state flower, the bitterroot. Some say it's bitter, but I say it's cute. It's good,
good to be home.
So good to be the state mammal, the grizzly. question.
Yeah.
That mountain, mm-hmm. that famous Montana mountain over there.
Uh-huh.
Did it always have a bunch of smoke pouring out of the top of it? I've just been away for so long, I don't remember.
Wait, Jensen, here's a quick cue I had.
Ooh, fun.
Okay.
It's time for Cues with Catalina, my twin sister.
Okay, so you know how, like, for you and me, it's been, like, weeks? But do you think this is a Neverland situation that, like, for mom and dad, we're going to come back home and they're going to be like, huh, we just noticed you were missing? Or is it going to be like, you've been gone for 20 years? Or is it going to be like, hey, you were gone for a night and a half and it was terrifying?
I guess we should just check the train station for what time it is, right? Because we know what time we left.
Yes. June 8th. 2:27 p.m.
1985.
Mm-hmm.
2:27 p.m.
I remember because I was do I even want beans?
Yes. I was like, do I want beans? But also remember, the museum was closed. But and some people think, well, that's probably because it was at night. But really, it was because the museum was just closed.
It was just closed because the AC had broken. And it, as everyone knows, June 8th is a real scorcher in Montana.
It's a real blaze 'em up.
Excuse me, conductor.
Ooh, there goes another train that I love, hate to see him go, but I love to watch him leave. Sorry.
That's right.
Because I like to see the back of a train.
Everyone loves the caboose.
The caboose? I love a caboose.
Who doesn't love a caboose?
Who doesn't love it? You know, your children and you're small, but you don't know how right you are. I don't even know if you know what you mean when you say that. Some cabooses are big, some cabooses are small, but when it comes to a caboose, you know I love them all. I love a juicy caboose, I love a spruce caboose, I love a caboose that's tight, I love a caboose that's loose.
Cause who doesn't love a caboose?
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love a caboose? We know it's you and 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 also you. Who's loving all that loving caboose?
Some cabooses go for miles and miles, but all cabooses got all kinds of styles.
Some cabooses, they are still on the tracks, and some cabooses give you a heart attack.
But who doesn't love a caboose?
Who doesn't love a caboose?
Take one over gin, I would take one over juice.
Who doesn't love a caboose?
Some people think that the front of the train is the part of the train that's best.
And some people like the middle of the train, but I think of that as the rest.
There's only one part of the train that has a specific use. And the use is to be at the back of the train, and the part of the train is that caboose.
Oh,
and
who doesn't love a caboose?
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 Get right and get it all loose.
Oh, who doesn't love a caboose? Anyway, that train just went. On today, June 8th, at the time, 2:21 p.m.
Oh, snap! This is crazy! Jens, you know what this means?
We've been gone for 1 minute!
No, we've not yet been gone for 6 minutes!
Wait a minute, when did we leave?
2:27?
And now it's 2:21?
We have to stay away from the museum for the next 6 minutes or else we'll see our past selves and our brains and faces will melt!
There's no way we could get to the museum from here, even if we tried.
Hey, you... Hey, it's the twins. The twins are back. Oh, you know, my favorite thing to do with these twins,
Catalina, come over here. I remember these guys, but I don't really. Who are these guys?
This is Kyle and Kronk. They're the leaders of the newest Shark's Tooth gang.
Kyle and Kronk, the new Shark's Tooth gang.
Newest.
That's right.
That's me. Kyle.
Mind me, see, Kronk.
And we're about to get you on our BMX bikes and ride you all the way to the museum where we hear it's super hot. No, you can't take us to the museum right now. Oh, we're going to take you there. We're going to take you there so fast, and we're going to put you in that hot, hot room and watch you sweat like the sweaty twins you are.
Can you wait for a second before you do that? Well, first of all, weird. Second of all, Catalina, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, but...
Are these guys from our timeline? Or
yeah, don't you remember they would bully us all the time?
Oh, no.
They're just related to... You know, they're sort of a lineage of Sharktooth gangs.
Yes, I'm putting it together now. It's like...
Honestly, it's fine. Our brains have gone through all different times and spaces.
I just thank you for the clarification. I've hated you two for a long time, and today is no different. There's no way I'm getting on that bike.
Too late. I've already velcroed you into my basket.
No, it's
why bad. Oh, no, we're being...
I'm in a basket. This looks ridiculous. You guys look stupid.
No, we don't. We look cool as hell.
No, you don't. And the name of your gang is dumb.
Newest Sharktooth Gang?
Yeah, it's like the teeth of a very, very baby shark because it's the newest Sharktooth
Gang. Hey, baby shark, that gives me a great idea. To ride you to this museum!
No! Catalina, what do we do? If they get us very fast and we get there in the next 5 or so minutes, we'll see our old selves and our brains will explode. Except that we didn't see our old selves. So that means that no matter what they... Hold on, this is fine.
What do you mean?
If we had seen our old selves, then we would have seen our old selves when we did this adventure.
I don't know, man. I think we might have gotten timelines wiggly-woggly.
I'm of the opinion that if we had seen them, they would have been there.
But what if we see ourselves? Is that chill?
But we didn't see ourselves.
No, what if you and me see our past selves now?
Oh yeah, that'd be a cool.
But is that okay?
I don't know. It's just the rules of time travel are so confusing, so vague. The rules of time travel, someone put them on a page. So mysterious, and no one really knows how it goes, how it goes, how it goes.
Hey, shut up, twins! We're here for the win! And I got all the cool you got. I'm riding this bike like Elliot. You are two little ETs up in my basket. Are you my alien friend? The government tried to ask it.
I'm in a basket, but I'm feeling like a basket case.
I'm in a basket,
but I'm feeling like a basket case. And I want to hear more about this alien.
E.T. He's, you know, that movie. It came out 3 years ago. We all loved it. I tried to invite you to my birthday party, but you didn't come.
Wait, what?
I tried to invite you to my birthday party
to
see it.
You never invited me. I was sitting home all alone by Christmas tree. Your birthday's December 23rd. I remember it well. And I didn't get an invitation, and it put me through hell.
Wait, are you guys serious right now?
Yeah, we didn't go to your birthday. We were sad, and we just stared at the Christmas tree.
Wait, Kronk. Invite the twins, didn't I?
Yeah, see, you told me you were inviting the twins, see? And you gave me all the invitations to hand deliver. And that was the day I rode my bicycle through a big mud puddle and slipped, see? But I was pretty sure I got all the invitations out, see?
Kronk, are you the reason why we're not friends with the twins?
What?
Did you lose their invite after I gave you the task, after I gave it to him?
We were friends before that day, see? And after the party, it all changed. It was kind of abrupt. We never talked about it. We all really thought it was strange.
I'm in a basket,
but I'm feeling like a basket case. I'm in a basket, but I'm feeling like a basket case. Well, it turns out there's not only mud on my bike, but there's also egg on my face. You're in a basket.
Feeling like a basket case. Okay, Kyle, Kronk, Jensen, it's now 2:28, so I guess we just... avoided that entirely.
Gosh, that, like I said, we didn't see ourselves, so we must not have seen ourselves.
If we didn't see ourselves, Could we ever even see ourselves if we didn't already see ourselves?
Whoa.
If I've not already seen myself, is there a self to see?
I see what you're saying, see what you're saying, see makes sense to me.
Really, Kronk?
We didn't see ourselves. We didn't see that the anger coming from ourselves was from us.
Cool. Hey, Jensen, they're finding a metaphor.
This whole thing's been a big misunderstanding, see? We didn't see ourselves, see?
But
that's what you're saying? He's, like, musing over there.
Yeah, no, it's really sweet. Like, I was talking to you about this, like, wild time travel adventure, but it's really beautiful that Kronk and Kyle found different meaning in it.
I think that's the great thing about metaphors, is that we all view them from the lens of ourselves, you know?
Right. They're like a container. It's like they're offering a container for your thought and feeling.
It's like a Rorschach test. Why do you think they call them that? Because lions are loud and the lion lives in a shack?
I think it's probably named after the psychologist who invented it.
Well, one of us had to be the smart twin. And one of us was the cool twin.
Aww.
Although you're pretty cool.
So you know who else is pretty cool, kids? Me, a tall redheaded guy. Whoa, 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 whoa! Look at that. Hey, what's two kids like you doing near a museum on such a hot day like this?
Conan, where do you go?
I'm getting them, like you said, Mr.
Oh yes,
Snyder.
Sorry. Don't mind me. I'm a normal Montana gentleman.
Good save, Robert.
Thank you.
Listen, kids, such a shame that the museum is closed on such a hot, hot day. And also, did you happen to notice that, the mountain, the famous mountain, is smoking for the first time in our known history?
That's what I was wondering about. If the mountain, see, Catalina, I told you that mountain didn't smoke before. It's almost like it's becoming a volcano or something.
Wouldn't it be incredible to go inside the base of that volcano?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Yes.
Wait, Jensen, I don't know that we should go with this guy. I mean, he wants to take us to the base of a volcano? That seems like really standard villain stuff.
I guess, on the other hand,
yeah,
go to the base of a volcano?
You're right.
See it close up?
I may be the smart twin, and you might be the cool twin, but we're both the reckless twin.
That's right. Hey, Kronk, Kyle, we're going to sort of head... Oh, no. What is happening over there? They're
We've
crying.
Just been breaking through some stuff.
No, see? We have to re-examine our lives, see? In fact, we need to make amends, see? Take our bicycles.
Oh.
Well, really?
Really?
Yeah,
it's the least we can do for 3 years of bullying. We're so sorry.
And my birthday party's next week. Make sure you're there. This is a verbal invitation.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Perfect. I was gonna offer to pull you in this toboggan, but I guess you could just follow me.
You can
these
still
bikes.
Do that. Pull us in the toboggan. We'll hook the bikes up to the. Wait,
well, I'd really rather not pull you in the toboggan if I don't have to pull you in the toboggan.
What makes the toboggan go? The toboggan is normally pulled, right? Or it's only going down.
Or sled down a hill. Yeah, isn't a toboggan meant for the winter time?
Yeah, it's hot. Also, the base of a volcano is.
I didn't have a lot of time to prepare. Okay, so I just found the first thing that I could find when Robert was screaming at me to find something, and I found this toboggan.
I'm
so
just saying your plan is bad. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I'm saying that a little place called Harvard seems to disagree with you. A little school called Harvard thinks to think that I have a little something going on upstairs. So,
I think I know about Harvard.
Yes, the hallowed halls of Harvard, Harvard University. The hallowed halls of Harvard gave their stamp of approval to me, that noble fighting crimson has said that I am one of them. So if you
Amherst, right?
No.
It's a school like Amherst.
I mean, I don't want to do this, but no.
It's a school in Massachusetts, University of Massachusetts.
No.
So Harvard is like Amherst.
No. Ha, 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 you plebe. The crown of the crown of the crown that is the Ivy League. Yes, always from U.S. News. It's number one, though sometimes two. But yes, it is that Harvard in Cambridge, Massachusetts. If you compare it to Northeastern, well, I might have to lose it.
So it's kind of like Tufts University. Kind of like Tufts. It's a school
like
you
Tufts,
see.
It's something like Tufts.
And it is very, very nice. And it's similar to Brandeis.
It's nothing like Tufts or Brandeis. I shall say this once or twice, that Harvard has no equal. Like Godfather 2 is a superior sequel. If you come at me, then you come at Harvard University, the oldest school of higher learning in the United States.
Kind of like University of Massachusetts Dartmouth, kind of like Simmons University, kind of like Clark or Western New England University.
My toboggan, get on my toboggan. I'm taking you to the base of a volcano. Get on my toboggan. Oh, damn, it's meant for only the snow.
That's okay.
We can just ride our bikes.
Thanks for telling us about Harvard, which seems like a real nice school.
Yeah, wow. You're really kind of relaxed about it. Wow, cool.
Yeah, cool. You went to a school.
Wow, cool. You went to a school.
Good
amazing.
Job.
Good
I've
job.
I went to like three or four.
Yeah,
I change every like
couple years.
Yeah, I went to...
Oh, one of ours was made of brick too. Whoa.
Lots of buildings are made of bricks, dude.
Okay, it's not
Wait,
just
hold
that
on.
It's
what did
made.
You say? What was your mascot?
Crimson.
Like the color?
Yes.
Dude.
Dude. That's like, we've gone to schools where like our mascot is like
our first
a
mascot was a
bear.
Literal comet.
Yeah. Our first mascot was a comet.
Then we had a grizzly bear, and yours is like a shade
of red. I'll turn you a shade of red with embarrassment after I show you all the great minds cultivated at Harvard.
Okay, bud. Okay, get in your toboggan.
Okay,
we'll pull you.
We'll pull you.
We're like the dogs in... We're like snow dogs. Someone should make a movie about snow dogs.
I'm going to write that down. Snow dogs. Yes. What a fine idea.
Conan O'Brien has left me in the middle of a desert and tobogganed off with those children. Well, that's okay. My plot? To alter the timeline, to find the timeline where I live forever and am the most powerful person in the world, begins by throwing these two children into a volcano. If they, in every timeline, there's two kids that stop me from becoming the most powerful in the world. So all I have to do is get Conan to get rid of these two children, the kids will be gone from this timeline, and I will have achieved my final goal.
Gregor, I'm so relieved we chose these bushes to hide in.
They're very good bushes. We have seen this bad man totally monologue his entire evil plot to no one once his other friend gets pulled away by two children. How embarrassing for him.
I want to just say, I just want to own this right now. I'm sorry I suggested we hide behind that bench. You were right to hide behind these bushes. They offer better coverage.
Yeah, I mean, the bench
had slots and...
You can see through it and also under it. And, like, your sensible heels would just be seen through the bottom. But honestly, it was closer, so it's not a bad idea. But thank you for taking my idea. I feel like in any good relationship, there is listening, there is sharing.
Yeah, just
we
like
do need to go save the kids from being thrown into a volcano to their death.
Right.
What do we do about this guy? Shovel to the head?
Ah!
Mop?
There's very few problems you cannot solve by hitting someone hard with a mop.
Yeah, maybe
non-lethal.
Hit him with a mop and then turn him into the authorities, because I, you know, just feel like we should bump this above our pay grade.
Hit him with a mop, let someone else deal with it.
Yeah.
I think feels, yeah, that's sort of a, that's a great way to do it. Let me just see. Oh, dang, I do not have a mop. Okay, step one, get mop. Let's see. Over here is a shed. Do you know how to pick locks by any chance?
Yeah, I do, actually.
That's crazy. We still have so much to learn about each other.
So much to learn.
Okay. Oh, I knew there'd be a mop in here. Every shed has a mop in it. Did you use our hairpin to do that? Incredible.
Real quick.
Got a problem and you want it to stop.
Get a mop!
One more time.
Get a mop!
That's right. Oh, if you need solutions, there is one solution that is the top.
Get a mop!
What you say? And then let someone else clean up the mess.
With a mop?
Mop is step one, and let somebody else just handle the rest.
With a mop?
Never, never stop, never stop. Hit them with a mop. Never, never stop, never stop. Hit them with a mop.
Never, never stop, never stop. Hit them with a mop. Never, 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 never. With a mop.
With a mop, he's going further away. I have to follow him.
With a mop,
follow the man as he runs, and we follow chop chop.
With a mop,
going like a pony, we are moving at a quickly trot.
With a mop,
hit him with the side of the top that is fluffy and soft.
With a mop.
When he hits the ground, will he remember you? No, he will not!
With a mop!
Hit him with a mop, with a mop. Hit him with a mop, hit him with a mop. Hit him up, hit him with a mop. Never, never stop, with a mop. Never,
with a mop.
With a mop!
With a mop!
One more time, it takes a couple times. With a mop.
With a mop. With a mop. Did they knock Robert Smigel unconscious with a mop? Where are those children? Are they in the base of the volcano? And what or who or how will Snow Dogs and or Baby Shark ever get written? Find out when we return to the second half of the final installment, as we're figuring it out just as you are.
We're
Chapter
all learning
six.
Together. Time Fountain.
Fountain of Time.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back Conan O'Brien is taking two twins on a toboggan. Well, actually, he's on the toboggan to the base of a volcano.
Two twins are taking him on a toboggan to the base of a volcano.
Penelope and Gregor have just mopped Robert Smigel on the head, and they're going to have someone else clean up on the mess. What will happen now? Find out as we find out. The final chapter.
Time Fountain.
Fountains of Time. Kimberly, do you ever worry that you're... Now, I know, like... You and I both thought this sounded like a chill summer job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now that I'm looking at it.
Low impact.
Like low impact.
On my day to day.
On my day to day. Good, like good money saving up for like, I want to do so many fun things senior year. So
Kimberly,
like,
yes.
But now that I'm looking at it and I'm just like a little bit worried.
Kim, tell me.
Do you think we are currently guards to an evil lair?
You mean like minions? Are we minions?
Like... I don't want to go full minion because I've like done rare tasks.
Kim. Let's. Well, I'm Kim. You're Kim.
Yeah, I said Kim.
Okay, I said Kim.
Yeah, I said Kim.
This is a milk situation for me. I'm sorry. It's my regional pronunciation. Kim? Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
Kim. Yeah, Kim. Sorry. Listen, Kim. Let's do the checklist.
Okay. Thank you. I need to do it again.
Start with the uniform. It's a radiation suit. Is it evil? I don't know, but it's definitely cute.
Start with the clock in. I stick my paper in a skull. I thought it was just kind of interesting, but now I'm like, huh.
Look at the paperwork. What did we sign? I didn't really read it cause I didn't have the time.
Look at the day-to-day. Mainly standing by metal doors. But sometimes I hear screams and then the screams go through the floor. Are you a minion?
Or just minion-esque? Are you a minion? Or just minion-esque?
One time I had to take out the trash and I thought, this trash is really heavy, and it was full of screwdrivers. Like, how many screwdrivers? Way too many.
And that, to me, isn't necessarily a big red flag. It's just strange.
It's just strange.
Like, for example, there's such a lot of turnover here. Have you noticed how the employees change? Are you a minion? Or just minion-esque?
Are you a minion?
Or minion-esque? This is the test. Okay.
Okay.
Does our boss scream a lot?
Yes.
Is this volcano very hot?
Double yes.
Does the government seem to be sneaking around?
I noticed them yesterday.
But like, what do we do?
I'm not sure. I'm like, okay, I mostly stand next to Kim and only open doors if I'm asked to by Mr. Robert or if someone passes a retina scan.
Are we minions or minionettes? This is the test.
It's just that, Kim, I wish they had room to be lifeguards at the pool. Are we gonna be embarrassed to talk about this job when we go back to school?
On the one hand, it pays double minimum wage. On the other hand, I don't think we have actually been paid.
Huh.
We might be
minions.
Let's open the door and maybe see what we're guarding. We're minions.
Yes.
That would be good because maybe it's fine or maybe it's horrific. Retinal scan. Beep, beep, boop.
Beep. Retinal scan. Beep, beep, boop. Oops.
Oh no.
Oops.
Big oops.
Oops.
This is straight up evil lab. There's people in tanks.
There's a bunch of lava.
There's a bunch of like what look like stolen artifacts from all around the world.
Oh, Kim, we gotta leave.
Oh, Kim, you know what? I'm glad that we discovered this together, though.
Me too.
We look good in these radiation suits, no joke.
I'm taking this. They can't take that back.
They can't take it back. I'm not even giving 2 weeks' notice, because that is a function of capitalism, and I don't have to do it.
Let's sashay away.
We're not minions.
Not anymore.
We are not minions. We're gonna leave unguarded this big metal door.
Cause we're not minions.
Sashay away. Sashay away. Sashay away. Let's go to the pool. Sashay away. Sashay away. Sashay away.
Wow, this door is just open, Gregor.
This is convenient. Do you think someone... I called the mayor and told him to come pick up the man we hit with the mop.
Mm-hmm.
That is good.
I think so, yeah.
Because I feel like he will know the appropriate community outreach programs to reach out to this
like,
man.
Like, I just don't know like, the channels. Better. I just don't know the channels that I would take, like, a supervillain who's been messing with multiple timelines. Like, I don't know.
I don't know who to call. But the mayor is always safe, I think, usually. If you'd like your mayor, I guess.
I like this mayor.
I like our mayor.
You know what I like most about this mayor?
What? That his name is John.
He knows a lot of people's names.
He knows a lot of people's names.
Yes. So many good policies and opinions and all that stuff. But, like, he knows a lot of people's names. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes, John the mayor knows a lot of people's names. He knows
really
my
sweet.
Name.
Which it's just is, really sweet.
It's a good reflection that you are actually building a community and
that's
that you
right.
Care
I think
about
that's the part that I
people.
Like. Yeah, he's like seems invested. And I see it when no one's like, I see
he's
no cameras.
He's bad at speeches.
He is.
His policies are good. He's bad in front of a camera.
Yes.
Sweaty, always.
Always sweaty.
Weird clothing choices.
I feel like that's why he asked me to close down the museum, because he was nervous that other people would be sweaty because the AC's is out. You know, he's like very in tune to when sweaty happens.
Very sweaty. Yes, he knows that he is sweaty, but he is sweaty.
But I mean, like,
gosh,
no.
Look at this room.
Oh my gosh, speaking of sweaty, this is a big old pool of lava.
It's a big old pool of lava. This appears to be, okay, this is the nose of a Sphinx I'm seeing here.
Okay, I'm seeing.
Well, now we know where that went. That's bad.
That's bad. I'm seeing, the original soda. Oh, gosh. The original soda fountain from the Gilded Age.
This looks like a skeleton of a very small Stegosaurus.
Oh, come on.
He's smiling. Looks like it's lived a very happy life.
Oh, my God, he's so cute. He's so cute.
Very cute.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is an eel pie. This is a petrified eel pie.
You know, what is an eel pie again?
You know, like something that they ate in Victorian England when the river was cleaner.
Oh, look. Here's a big cannonball. That has an inscription on it that says "fired at the Kraken."
Wait, how would he have this? I don't even know how I know these words. Day of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my gosh!
How would he have a day of 50 Shades of Grey?
If he has a day of 50 Shades of Grey, it must mean that these are stolen
from the future
and also the past. I think we have found ourselves in the lair of the person we were supposed to go look for.
Oh, good. I think we mostly knew that already, but I'm glad to have it confirmed that he's also messing with the future.
This is the place we're supposed to be.
Hang on.
I'm putting it together now.
Hang on. The puzzle pieces are finally coming together.
It's a four-piece puzzle. Every piece is a corner, and the pictures match up very simply. Everything
oh, do
is
they
falling into place.
Matching simply long leg stride. Long leg stride.
Tall,
long leg
man.
Stride.
Oh my gosh. Why did you have. He has the children with them tied
sorry.
Up with ropes.
Sorry. We thought we had him under control because he was on our toboggan, but his legs are so long.
And then we fell asleep when he was talking about his boring school that's like Northeastern or something.
Yeah, it's like definitely the same as like Colgate. And he tied us up.
He tied us up
with a rope. It's not the same as Colgate. It's not even the same as Brown.
Wait a minute.
I don't have time for this.
Sorry, can you wait a second, big tall guy? How have you two been? We heard you're in love.
We heard you're in love. Oh my gosh, kids. Yeah. Kids. This is just not the time
or
place.
We're so glad you're okay, but yes, we are. I mean, have we said that out loud? I feel it.
I mean, we...
It's new.
It's new.
But I think so.
I mean...
Why is the red-haired man steaming right now? Oh, sorry, we're not paying enough attention to you?
I like it when people look at me.
I can tell.
Look at me! Yes,
you're destined for a career that screams, I like it when people look at me.
I do like it when people look at me. And sometimes I make them look at me,
I mean, who doesn't like it? I mean, I like it when people look at me.
You know what? I find it intimidating.
Oh, is that why you do like a back-of-house job?
Yeah.
I think I'm a janitor because I like to showboat.
And you're great at it, you know.
Mop tricks. That's why the night shift is so hard for me.
Oh my gosh.
The night shift and the
something.
Day shift when the museum is closed.
That's right. Well, we'll get you more on day shifts. I know you don't have as many on your schedule.
These guys are really vibing together. I love it.
It's really cute to
and
see.
I can't stress enough how angry this tall man is right now.
Look at me.
Looking at you. What's the deal?
Oh, what's the deal? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm about to put you under a hypnotic spell.
Okay, but what? Wait, what?
Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark.
Wait, what?
Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark.
It's so simple, but repetitive and catchy.
Baby shark, do 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 do. Shark. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby. Shark.
What is happening over there? Are you singing the shark song?
Oh, you're gonna call for the one who keeps messing with our plans. We're gonna sink him in magma so he never can unravel. Understand, baby shark. Do, 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 baby shark. Baby shark, do, 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 baby shark. Oh, Robert Smigel might have thought that he was the boss, but how easy it is to get rid of him with the boop boop from a mop. And he should stay in the shadows. He's just a things, and not just 'cause I'm tall. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark. You're gonna call for him 'cause you've made connection. You've connected to his heart. You're gonna call for him, and I'm gonna end his part.
Catalina, sorry, but I'm feeling a desire to call Robert Smigel here.
Oh, weird. I was having an urge to call Dargles here.
Oh, maybe the hypnosis is not working on me because English is my second language.
I'm not sure. Maybe he wants both.
Let's just ask, who do you want us to call?
Dargles.
Okay, that's what I sort of suspected.
Dargles. Dargles.
A dragon who's real big. You are a big dragon.
Come right now. We want you to go.
Dargles, Dargles,
the dragon flies through time. He tried to save all of us from Robert Smigel and Conan's big crime. Oh no! Look what's coming through the glass behind the magma wave!
It's Dargles!
Dargles! from here. He made us call for you with an incessant song that no one could ever fight against.
Listen.
That's right, Dargles. Look at me. Look at me. I won't be upstaged by a dragon who can get through time. That's why I make Andy sit at the end of the couch.
Who's Andy?
You'll find out soon enough.
Oh no, you've been through time and you're trying to find the timeline where you're the most powerful, where you're the host of a late night TV show.
That's right. The timeline where they never give it back to Leno.
Conan, is that really what you want?
I don't know. I don't even know, really. It was Robert's plan originally. He wanted to help find the timeline where he lived forever, but in all the scouring and scouting of my various timelines, I thought, well, something, little something for Cody, little something for Coco, little something for this old guy. Why not? He's just a poor little Irish lad trying to make his way in the world. If it's no trouble, couldn't he have the timeline that suits him best?
Conan.
Yes, Dargles?
Don't you know? There are many, many timelines where you become a successful late-night TV host.
Yes?
Because it's really not about luck. I mean, it's actually a little bit about luck. But it's also a significant portion of it is you. You're the same in every timeline. You've got what it takes. You don't need to manipulate time to get what you want. You just need to work hard and trust in yourself and be born into a system that, you know, tends to reward people that look like you. Not that you're not also talented. That's just another important piece of the puzzle. You know what I mean? You don't have to kill these two children.
Or kill you. That was more Robert's plan.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to kill you so no more time messing happened at all.
Oh. I mean, you can if you want to. If it's what you really want. I'll get in this lava.
Dargles, no! Dargles, don't get in the lava for him! He's just a jerk!
I mean...
He's just a jerk that went to some school, like...
Like Simmons!
Yeah,
like Tuft!
Yeah! Listen, I don't like Tufts.
There's a lot of universities in Massachusetts. Get in the lava.
No! Don't get in the lava!
Splashing around.
No, Dargles, no!
Flapping and flying.
Dargles, no!
Look what we found.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, here's the thing about dragons. Lava feels nice. We swim in the lava. And it makes things right. No more time fountains. They all come from here. I'll seal up the lava. And the result will be clear. I'm gonna stay in this mountain. The lava feels so fine. And now nobody else will ever travel through time.
And I'm sorry, children. I tried to get you on my toboggan. And I'm sorry, Dargles, for all my scene stealing and hogging. And I will do what you said. Trust the ideas in my Harvard-educated head. With my tuft of signature hair, I'll do it my way, I'll do it with flair. And thank you, Montana, land of meadowlarks and trains. I'll remember you and never be the same. Goodbye.
Bye bye. We're saying goodbye and to Conan O'Brien. He is not flying, but he's walking away. We'll hear from him again someday.
maybe he'll help Robert. Maybe the two will meet and find something other than living forever that will make their life sweet. And maybe you and I, Catalina, we have our own quests. We've tasted soda future, and that will be our test. Someone's got to invent the Coca-Cola
freestyle.
There's all so many things that we have yet to do. The future's just a movie we can all look forward to. And for me,
and for me,
I think let's take this DVD.
This day, day.
Would you watch it with me? It will be some time before we have the technology.
I will live today and tomorrow, living every day, side by side with you, until we can watch 50 Shades of Grey, living tomorrow and also today,
living
tomorrow and also today,
until the day that we watch 50 Shades of Grey, we'll be living tomorrow,
oh, but also today, also today.
What an adventure.
Time
magic came from the volcano lava,
the
magma all along.
And also within each and every one of you.
Thank you for going with us on an adventure that we had no idea how to do when we started out. And we learned along the way. But boy, did we have a good time, and we hope that you did too.
Thank you so much, Guinness. I guess we're waiting for the official ceremony.
Not sure if it's certainly the longest improvised musical. Is it also the longest musical? We'll let us know.
You get back to us. I mean, we haven't reached out, but like, you get back to us.
What comes next for our first of the month episode? Who knows? We don't know. Let us know what you thought about this one. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at mailpersonstacy@gmail.com. Also send us questions that we can answer in our fan band episodes. We don't know what's coming next. That's the thing about the future. You gotta wait for it.
We're living for tomorrow, but also today. And as we say at the end of every episode of Time Fountain, Fountain of Time.